the rest of the story. Robert Louis Stevenson once wrote about them as the news butchers, the boys who sold newspapers on trains. What fascinated the Scottish author most was the array of items that the news butchers sold besides newspapers. For up and down the aisles of the passenger cars, they carried large trays brimming with candy and peanuts and cigars and postcards and guidebooks and joke books and dime novels and magazines and fresh fruit and sandwiches and coffee and tea and canned goods, even tin wash basins and towels and soap. There was one news butch named Al who worked the Canadian Grand Trunk Railroad between Port Huron and Detroit. He may have been the most enterprising news butch of them all. Among the newspapers that Al sold on the Detroit-Port Huron run was the Detroit Free Press. He picked up his stock at the Free Press editorial offices. One day in the office, he noticed an open box in the corner and inquired of its contents. Just trash, he was told. Throwaway print type and composing sticks. It was a bad batch of ink and some substandard paper. Al asked, "May I have it?" Help yourself. And so, mostly uninterrupted in the baggage car of the train during much of the 3 hours traveling time and long layovers before the return trip home, Al published his own newspaper using a small flatbed proof press and the cast-offs he had scavenged, focusing on occurrences specifically relevant to his particular train route. He wrote and printed stories from observations he had made and news and gossip he had heard and overheard up and down the line. Naming his publication the Grand Trunk Herald, he made it available to passengers by subscription for 8 cents a month. And what do you know, before long, Al was selling 200 copies a day. And the more seriously his readers took the Herald, the more seriously the fledgling publisher took his responsibility as such. He opened a second newspaper office in the basement of his mother's house in Port Huron, accumulated more equipment, enlarged the scope of his material. The effort was mostly for his mother, after all. He'd promised himself that he would set aside for her from his total earnings at least $1 each and every day. And then one day the news butch grew up. But as long as he lived, a framed copy of the first issue of the Grand Trunk Herald was prominently displayed in his home. And one thing more, his life's accomplishments were sufficiently considerable to inspire an archaeology team from Oakland University to excavate, gently and precisely, to excavate the basement of his boyhood home in Port Huron. So that now, included among the treasures associated with his life and his work, are the artifacts thus retrieved. Glass beakers, still stained with printer's ink, 185 pieces of type, the remnants of a print shop, abandoned long ago by a young newspaper tycoon, a boy journalist named Al, who wrote under the byline, A. Edison. That's right. The Thomas Alva Edison. The same Tom Edison who turned off the dark. The entire world now soars into the 21st century on a magic carpet he helped to weave. But his first invention, as you have seen, produced a different kind of light. That is the rest of the story.